back here with you on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. We head now to Cleveland. We've been talking a lot about the Browns, obviously, with this game coming up on Sunday. A lot of injuries, Baker Mayfield, a lot of talk about the Browns around the league after what they did against the Chargers.
I thought we were going to talk to this next guest about Oklahoma's chances of making the football playoffs.
I believe
what about Oklahoma? What about leaving the Big 12?
That's why in the past we've had our next guest on the show, but he is now covering the Browns for ESPN.com and has for a while. Jake Trotter, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Welcome back to the show, Jake. Sorry if we played a little This Is Your Life here. We apologize for that.
No, it's okay. I was holding that Big 12 together with popsicle sticks and glue, apparently. And
man,
I left, the whole thing fell apart.
I know, right?
Damn.
You leave the Big 12, and it's just like your duct tape, man. It just, woof, it's just gone, just like that.
Although that was a hell of a Red River rivalry game. That last one was terrific.
Yeah, it probably, you know, obviously wasn't there, but I started to think that might have been number one, or at least in that conversation, of the best Red River game we've ever seen. I think, you know, 2008 always stuck out to me. Sam Bradford and Colt McCoy, I mean, who were just unbelievable in that game. And obviously that game had national championship implications, but that, just the craziness of the comeback and the quarterback change, that one had to be up there.
All right, let's talk about the injuries to the Browns, because that's just what we got done talking about a second ago from a Cardinals perspective, and from the Browns perspective, that injury list is just as long and just as distinguished as the Cardinals injury list. Who are you the most concerned about in terms of their availability for this game on Sunday, the way you see it, Jake?
Yeah, I think the running backs right now, you know, Stefanski, you know, the Browns head coach, was pretty optimistic yesterday. I mean, I asked him, like, who are these guys you're kind of concerned about not being able to play on Sunday? And he has been willing to rule guys out in the middle of the week. And he would not do that with anybody on the injury list right now. You know, that being said, if Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb don't practice tomorrow, you would have to really wonder about their availability for Sunday, and they need both those guys. I mean, both those guys are kind of the engine of what makes this Browns offense go. You know, they're able to keep each other fresh. Kareem Hunt is tremendous in the passing game as well. So if they lost either one of those guys for Sunday, that would be huge. And I think looking at the injury report now, that's what really sticks out to me.
No, we look at the rushing numbers, and it's obviously they're leading the league in almost every category, and Chubb's been fantastic, and you got a great backup in Hunt. But let's talk about the tackles, too, because you got some injuries with your two starting tackles. How big of a factor is that in the success of the running game?
Yeah, it's actually, I think, more of a concern in the passing game. You know, you go back to that Chargers game last weekend, and the Browns have the ball, 3rd and 9, if you give the ball back to Justin Herbert, he's probably going to score the way that game was going. And Kevin Stefanski called a draw. And I asked him after the game to kind of explain his thinking there, because you're basically putting the game in the hands of your defense, a defense that hadn't stopped the Chargers the entire second half. And you know, he mentioned the tackles as being one of the primary reasons for that call. So, you know, Jedrick Wills, you know, he's had this ankle injury since the season opener. You know, it's not going to get better until he gets off it a little bit. So I think he's a real question mark. You know, didn't play last week. They went with Blake Hance, who's essentially a center at left tackle. And then you lose Jack Conklin, their all-pro right tackle, with a knee injury. And he, you know, he's up in the air right now as well. And you go with a rookie in James Hudson. So, you know, the Browns still ran the ball against the Chargers. Pretty good Chargers defense, even with their backup offensive tackles for much of the game. But I would be concerned. You know, we'll see what happens with Arizona and its COVID situation. But that would concern me in terms of protecting Baker Mayfield more than, you know, can the Browns run the ball? Because they have shown that they can run the ball with just about any running back, and even with guys missing up front in their offensive line.
Jake Trotter, who covers the Browns for ESPN, he's our guest here on the Burns and Gambo shows. We're talking about this matchup coming up on Sunday. You mentioned Baker. Let's talk about Baker Mayfield and what's been a real, I don't want to use the word controversial, unless that's the right word to use. There's been a lot of conversation about Baker Mayfield after that game against the Chargers. From the perspective there in Cleveland, how much doubt is there about Baker, not only in the short term, but in the long term, in terms of what he does for the Browns?
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, the Browns became the first team in NFL history, including the playoffs, to score 40 points and not turn the ball over and lose. And everybody was focused on Baker Mayfield after the game, at least nationally. I mean, it feels like every time I turn on the television of my employer, you know, Baker Mayfield is being litigated. And I like everybody's completely forgotten, I guess, that you know, he led the Browns to their first playoff victory in 26 years from week 7 to week 15 of last year. He was number 3 in the league in QBR. You know, he has not played great at times this year. The Minnesota game was a disaster. But, you know, otherwise he's been okay. You know, so I think that, you know, it's fair to question, you know, whether the Browns should sign him to a $40 million whatever contract. I mean, that's a lot of money. But to blame what happened on Sunday on Baker Mayfield, I think is a reach.
He played. Go ahead, Jake. I was going to say, I'm fascinated by the Baker thing because, you know what, I remember when they had – the last time they had a good quarterback, in my opinion, was Bernie Kosar. And before that, they had Brian Sipes. So they had two good quarterbacks in a row. I like both of those guys. They haven't had anybody good since. The thing with Mayfield is, I think I read something in one of the papers, like, can you win a Super Bowl with this guy? You know, and the feeling is that they can't. So do you go after Russell Wilson? Do you go after Deshaun Watson? Do you try to make a trade for a quarterback that might be able to win a Super Bowl for you? I'm fascinated by Baker because he's, you know, is he an Andy Dalton type of guy? Is he a Ryan Tannehill type? Is he the type of quarterback that you could just win enough games with but never really win at all with?
Yeah, and Dan Orlovsky and I have gone back and forth over message in the last couple of weeks about Baker and this argument about, you know, whether he can win a Super Bowl. You know, one thing Dan will bring up, I mean, look at all the quarterbacks that have made the Super Bowl in the last 5 years. You're talking about, you know, Carson Wentz, Nick Foles combination. You're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, go back a little bit further, you know, Joe Flacco, Jared Goff. So, like, of course, with this team, you can get to a Super Bowl with Baker. And last year, everybody seems to have forgotten what happened last year, but they didn't just get to the playoffs in spite of Baker. Yeah, they were a really good running team, and early on in the year, that was their bread and butter. But the back half of the season, they were winning games because of Baker Mayfield. They went to Tennessee and won because Baker threw 4 touchdowns in the first half. They went to Cincinnati and had this dramatic comeback because Baker threw 4 touchdowns in the second half. They hung with Baltimore on Monday Night Football and scored 40-something points and lost that game too, by the way, because Baker went off in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems like Baker gets crushed because he's not Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, but what I would say to that is, like, who is? I mean, there's only 5 quarterbacks at that level. You know, maybe Kyler Murray joins them here, but you know, I think Kyler still has a lot to prove as well, despite how well he's played to start this season. So, I mean, I think Baker has the potential to be a fringy top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Jake,
you're just going to throw that away because he's not, you know, top 3. So, I think it's a little bit unfair because he's not a top 3 guy that all of a sudden he's just trash. That's what is interesting to me about the argument.
Jake, leave us with this, and we're up against it, but I want to get your thoughts on Odell Beckham Jr. and whether you think there will be a more concerted effort by the Browns to get him involved this weekend after he has not been involved so far this season.
Yeah, I mean, this is another argument I feel like that we've been having, at least in Cleveland, since 2019, is, you know, can you get Odell the ball more? Can you target him more? And I'm of the belief, and I'm becoming more and more convinced, that the Browns and Odell Beckham and Baker Mayfield might be better off if Odell was playing somewhere else, because when Odell has not been on the field, Baker's been a much better quarterback. You know, everybody's been focused on the shoulder injury that Baker suffered in week 2. But whatever, you know, the other thing that happened is Odell came back and suddenly Baker immediately did not play as well. You know, Odell has a ton of gravity on the field and there are plays they're able to convert because of that. But they just have not figured out how to utilize, you know, his playmaking. And I think it's a Baker issue where Odell being on the field just fits in Baker's head. And, you know, he goes from targeting him way too much and forcing the ball in the coverage to, like, Odell is wide open and he doesn't see him. It is a very strange chemistry issue, and they are running out of time to figure it out. So, I mean, yeah, you'd love to get Odell the ball more. I just don't know if this iteration of the Browns with Baker Mayfield, that they're capable of doing it and maximizing him. And so I think at some point you're going to have to ask a question like, what do we need to do to make our team better and give our quarterback the best chance. It might not be Odell Beckham Jr. being a Brown, and it's not his fault. I'm not blaming Odell. It's just kind of the nature of the situation.
Jake, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for the answers and the conversation.
Yeah, good chatting again.
Yeah, we will talk again for sure. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Jake.